Blog Talk Radio.
I am cousin, but it's a rise, it's a thing. I'll always remain nothing.
I am on, I am off, on my own as I walk. I am strong, I am tough, I am over the wall. I am above overall, I am love, I am wall. I am loyalty in a job, I am who I are. I am everything that they aren't, I am everything but a star. I am only original, I am me, I am I am down to earth, I am fly. Am I here for a reason, God? I am here to find out. I am fear, I am doubt, I am rock, I am mountain top. I am in it till I'm no more in the very last round. I am champ, I am crown, I am last, I am now. I am what the game's been missing, I'm just thinking out loud. I am different, I am a tough decision. I am business where it counts, yeah, I make a fortune inches. I am stiff, I am stern, I am that motherfucker that is not willing to learn. I am heart, I am soul, I am weight, where did he go? I am Saran Wrap in the game, yeah, nigga, I am Reynolds. I am riddle, I am question, I am answer, I am lesson, well done. I am good, I am great, I am proud of who I become. I am real, I am one, and I have only just begun. I am grown, I am young, I am hoping they can't keep up. I'm too deep up in the hole for me to ever give it up. I have won a billion times, but it feels like I'm never up. I am tough, I am built for whatever is to become. I am true to my beliefs and know that I am never done. I am holding down my city, wishing everyone could come. I am art, I am righteous, and I doubt I'm something else. Yeah!
Reverb Nation fans, friends based in Marrero, Louisiana. I thought I had uploaded Six String Woody's new song, another Reverb Nation fan friend of mine, but that was Draft based in Marrero, Louisiana. And before that, of course, you heard Riding Around by my dear friend Morris Mills. But speaking of Louisiana, I guess it was just a coincidence I did upload his song instead of Six String Woody, because be sure to check in with WDSU in New Orleans because they have the Children's Miracle Network telethon going on. So call them up, log in. If you're in New Orleans area, turn on YouTube and support the Children's Miracle Network telethon going on now. Tell Norman Robinson, a Mississippi native, that Beth sent you to support the Children's Miracle Network telethon is going on this afternoon, okay? Well, here is a song that I have not played before by Dread Days. And also, I would like to inform you all that OCG Communications is having a Choose Peace, Stop the Violence Movement prayer breakfast on June the 5th. That's my dear friend, my longtime friend, peer, Mr. Otha Kane. You can contact him by emailing him at othacain@gmail.com. That's othacain at gmail.com. And you can call him at 601, I think the number 940-3361. But definitely email him for more information. But the prayer breakfast, I mean, this is literally like walking distance from my house. It's Tuesday morning at 8, Hanging Moss Road, Church of Christ. 5225 Hanging Moss Road, and it's called the Enough is Enough Task Force. And he's calling anyone who wants to stop the violence in the city of Jackson. I mean, pastors, teachers, fathers, mothers, children, everybody, you know, let's stop the violence. So, again, it's a prayer breakfast. Choose the Peace, Stop the Violence movement. Prayer breakfast at Hangamas Road Church of Christ, 8 o'clock Tuesday, June the 5th, Tuesday morning, 8 o'clock at Hangamas Road Church of Christ here in Jackson, Mississippi, 5225 Hangamas Road, okay? Just wanted to share that with you all, okay? Well, here's a song I've never played by Dread Days, and it's called Will Rise, and we have a lot to talk about. And feel free to call in, 714-409-0614. It's a lot of stuff going on. Zimmerman's back in jail, and wow, Cousin Linda just sent me an email talking about Holyfield on so much child support. Just wow. But here's Dread Days.
Thank you.
jam. I have not heard a song by those guys, Dread Days, based in L.A., that I do not like. Just awesome, awesome track. Looking forward to new tunes that they are currently working on right now as we broadcast. I'm in the chat room. If you have a listener profile account, please join me in the chat room. And you call 714-409-0614. Talk about whatever's on your mind regarding entertainment, lifestyle topics, sports, community, politics. Even though it's not a political show, politics is all about entertainment and our lifestyle habits, right? So, right. Tonight, the Miss Universe pageant airs. So excited about that. I hope I don't fall asleep. And also, Game 4 between Miami and Boston airs at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on ESPN. It's 2-for-1, Miami and Boston. Miami 2, Boston 1. So it's Game 4 tonight. And tomorrow will be Game 5 for San Antonio Spurs and Oklahoma City Thunder. And they're like, you know, they're squared off 2-2. So that's tomorrow night on TNT. My favorite, I always love TNT, but I really love it since Dallas will be premiering its 2-hour premiere show in only a week and a couple of days on June the 13th. I'm so excited. I know many of you are also. But tomorrow night will be San Antonio and the Thunder night because they will be playing Game 5 at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on TNT. And you know to check out the NBA TV network also because they have they're covering it like crazy. Game Time airs tonight at 7 Eastern. But breaking news, I received a few breaking news emails right before broadcast. Of course, you know that Zimmerman is back in jail. But Richard Dawson, remember from Hogan's Heroes and from, he was one of my childhood faves, and he was so kissy-kissy of the host from Family Feud. His son has reported that he has passed away at the age of 79. I know, I feel like crying because he was so kissy-kissy. He was just a fun host. He was just one of my favorites growing up, as I would also love to watch Dick Clark, not only American Bandstand, but The Pyramid also show and other Dick Clark productions. But Richard Dawson has passed away, and it's like been breaking news this afternoon. So I send my condolences to his family and those of you who loved him like I did. And speaking of show hosts, Chuck Barris turns 83. Remember that show, The Gong Show? I used to love watching that show. Also, Anderson Cooper's birthday. He is 45. He's only a year and some months older than me. Wow, he's 45 today. And, of course, I'm looking at the Dallas News newsletter. Tennis player Rafael Nadal is 26. And let's see what happened in history today. Well, 2008, Barack Obama clinched the Democratic presidential nomination. I didn't say president because he was the nominee back then, remember. I love to respect people, so he's the president. On June the 3rd, 1937, the Duke of Windsor married American divorcee Wallace Warfield Simpson, for whom he had abdicated the British throne. I'm just checking out stuff. Astronaut Edward White became the first American to walk in space during the flight of Gemini 4. That was in 1965. I remember this, 1989, Iran's spiritual leader Ayatollah Ruhollah Khomeini died. 2001, Mel Brooks musical comedy The Producers won a record of 12 Tony Awards. Daytime Emmys will air soon, a couple of weeks. 2011, physician-assisted suicide advocate Dr. Jack Workin died in Michigan Hospital at age 83. So you can check out all celebrity birthdays and what happened on this day in history at DallasNews.com. But again, sending condolences out to my dear friend and his family and loved ones, George Harmon. His father will be buried tomorrow at Ferris Street Baptist Church, located in the historic district of Jackson, Mississippi, at Ferris Street Baptist Church. And the address is 415 North Ferris Street, 39202. Collins Funeral Home is handling the funeral arrangements. And well, I mentioned that Cousin Linda sent me an email right before showtime. And it was an email courtesy of Yahoo.com, Yahoo Sports, I mean. And it stated that former champ Evander Holyfield allegedly owes $372,000 in child support, maybe heading to jail. I'm speechless, honestly, but do you have something to say? One of my that's wild. It's just shocking to me. And also right before airtime, I was checking out, I received emails from Dallas Cowboys camp and with different stories, and I was checking out T.O. stories. And one story, Mike Tyson said, you know, that T.O. is a grown man and we shouldn't have too much sympathy for him. And, excuse me, sympathy. And then I was looking at another story that he's declining to speak to media, but he's not speaking to media, not by his own choice, but his attorneys have told him not to talk about his legal issues. And a report by TMZ stated that he was declining talking about it because his attorneys told him not to. And then also they did get information from TMZ, I love TMZ, and they did get information from a coach, a Allen Wrangler coach. Allen Wrangler's Indoor Football League. Remember when Cousin Linda and Rich Roughneck and I was talking Friday about T.O. and Cousin Linda was talking about he had been released from the Wranglers. Well, and then he had been making news and been talked all over anyway all week. But they said that he was not released for any reason, that he played three games after he was released from the hospital back in May, and they said that he was released because the team is going broke. That's what TMZ said a Wrangler coach stated, that he was not released for any negative reasons that he had done, but because the team is literally going broke. So that's info that I got from the Dallas Cowboys camp from email, their daily info, and based on news that TMZ had reported. So I just wanted to share that. But then some other sports related news. My friends on Facebook, one of my friends was kind of disgusted that I did not know that people had been asking for P. Diddy. I know people have been on the uproar about P. Diddy and Kim Porter's son, Justin Combs, earning a full scholarship from UCLA. And so the talk amongst my Facebook friends is that they're upset. A lot of them understand why people are in an uproar, but disgusted that there are individuals that want Justin to give up his full scholarship that he earned on his own, being a good student and plus being a good student athlete. And you all know how important it is. I mean, just regardless of your background, your socioeconomic background, you all know how important it is and how important it is, especially for self-esteem, and just to have that feeling of achievement. You know, and then I always hear good news regarding Justin and his sports activities. So is it fair to ask a young man just because of his parents' success to give back a full scholarship that he earned on his own? Is that fair, regardless of his parents' success? Reminds me of the interview with George Lopez of Austin Brown, who is the son of the eldest Jackson, Ribby Jackson, and her husband, Nathaniel Brown. George Lopez, he did a good interview. If you all missed that show, you all need to go good and check it out on YouTube and visit his website, Austin Brown. But, you know, Austin was like, my family's success successes are their successes, not mine. It's important because George Lopez had asked him, why was it so important to make a name for himself? And he was like, well, my family's successes are their successes. It's important for me to have my own successes. And is that not true for all of us? Don't we all? I have yet met anybody who have not wanted to achieve their own success. Yeah, there are people out there that like to get over on people. There are people that, yeah, expect to be treated a certain way because they're in a certain family or have a certain last name or just because, you know. But is that fair, really, to ask a young man entering college to give up his full scholarship that he earned? I mean, it's different types of scholarships. And, you know, I talked about scholarships on Tuesday when I was sharing my perspective and advice regarding graduating to the 2012 class, right? And it's a blessing to get a scholarship, a full scholarship, a part scholarship, whatever type of scholarship. And even some of us grown folks like to get scholarships and grants and so on. Really. But one thing that I'm not one to talk about race, but one of my Facebook friends brought up the fact, well, do they usually ask that of wealthy families? And my friend said, why, if this was African American, white people. But I'm saying wealthy families, period. Is it a norm to ask wealthy families, period, regardless of race? I mean, is that something common? Do people usually get asked to decline their full scholarships? You know, really, and just think about it. I mean, wow, this is something. I just wanted to bring it up because that was a hot topic before I started the show. But I congratulate you, Justin. You all know I always talk about Quincy Brown, the son between Al B. Sure, my dear friend, and Kim Porter, and Al B. Sure's son, Little B. Sure, and also Justin. They're all brothers. Justin, he's a talented artist himself, but he's also a talented athlete. So, you know, congrats to you for your success, and I just wish you the best as a student athlete, and plus wish you the best as a pro, as a professional in the next few years also. So I guess, you know, you just have to keep on proving himself. We have about 10 more seconds of live broadcasting, so the live stream is going to stop, and I'll talk a little bit more, and then I'll play those two songs again, Dread Days Will Rise and I Am Draft. By Draft. And tomorrow I'll play the new tune by Six String Rudy. If you remember the song I played called Rock and Roll Man a couple weeks ago, that's the artist that I'm talking about. So I just want to shout out all of the supporters of the show, those who have co-hosted the show with me. Monday we're doing, I thought of a name for Monday, Motivating Monday. Because the Shock Entertainment Report, so we'll continue talking about entertainment lifestyle subjects and also continuing the review of Walk Off Weight by Prevention.com Fitness Director Michelle Stanton. On Monday, Cousin Linda and I, Miss Linda White Oliver of Dallas, Jackson native, author, worldwide traveler. On Tuesday, Cousin Linda and I will be discussing travel deals here in the U.S. and abroad. But she's a worldwide traveler, and I haven't been traveling at all. But I can't wait to get a new vehicle real soon so I can take road trips and also resume flying also. But I can't wait to take some road trips. But we're going to discuss staycations and vacation deals. And we're going to talk about, you know, last year around this time I did a show about staycations and vacations and places to visit here in Mississippi and across America and just check around. Sometimes there are perfect places to plan a staycation right in front of you, right in your backyard, in your front yard, right around the corner. There are always fun places that you can plan an inexpensive, fun staycation. And so Cousin Linda and I will be discussing travel deals here and abroad. She's already been sharing with me different deals that she has been notified about, and I've been getting a lot of information also regarding cruises and places to visit, staycations, if it's just for a day or you're planning a week to 2 week vacation, just awesome things that we're going to discuss. So, you know, we appreciate if you would call in and also chat in the chat room also on Wednesday. But Linda will be returning for her third time. She missed talking with us last Wednesday, and this episode would be for those mature. That's Matters of the Heart Wednesday. Called the Shock Entertainment Report, and we always discuss matters of the heart regarding relationships, love, lust, marriage, divorce, sex, you know, just relationships, dating. And so Wednesday, we're still talking about sex, and so it's part two from last week regarding orgasms and to fake or not to fake. And if you're familiar with the show, and especially with Belinda's advice, she says it's a no-no to fake orgasms. And throughout my research, I found out that guys fake orgasms. I did not know that the number was so high, that guys fake orgasms. So that's kind of that's something. But she's definitely looking forward to Wednesday. And you all feel free to call those of you that are 18 and over, because it's for a mature audience, because it's a mature topic regarding sex, and we're not encouraging teen sex. Matter of fact, we encourage people to be abstinent and to be monogamous. But you do what you do. You do what you want to do, just as long as you have safe sex. That's what's important. Have safe sex, regardless of your lifestyle choices or your alternative lifestyle sexual choices. I know I'm getting tired, huh? I need to drink some water. But just looking forward to that. I just wanted to give you a lot of heads up on what the future topics are. And just shout out to all of my online friends and my offline friends. If today is your birthday, happy birthday. I have a birthday coming up in August, on August 11th, and I'm very excited. I've been working. I've been exercising. I said I was going to tell you I was going to upgrade my exercises. So yesterday I resumed doing sit-ups. I did better than I thought I would do. So I'm working on whittling that waist and dropping more pounds. Because I'm looking forward to my physical annual exam before my birthday, and I want to get a clean bill of health, the best possible report that I can get, you know. And don't we all, right, you know. So, again, thank you for your support. We have surpassed 65K views on the profile, blogtalkradio.com. Culture Shock Inc., KULTRESHOKENT -BETH. Thank you so much for sending me info, letting me know that you want to be a guest, inquiring about the advertising. Those of you that are interested in advertising, I will be getting with you real soon. And also those of you that are interested in creating your own shows also, because one thing about blogtalkradio.com is I love the fact that, you know, niche markets. A lot of the shows are, you know, based topics on mainstream things, but a lot of the shows are part of niche markets, really zeroing in on certain things or certain ways to just to network. So this is just an amazing vehicle. I love blogtalkradio.com. It's just been an amazing vehicle. It's really keeping, it's just fun. It's just an inspiration and it's work. And it put life back into my business, to be honest, because of Shock Entertainment. And it's just good to network and just developing the show has been amazing, and it couldn't be possible without the supporters and the listeners of the show. And I'm saying this with sincerity, and I know you all are listening and you can feel me on this. And some of you probably said, well, you mentioned a couple of few weeks ago that you're thinking about running for a city council person of your ward too. I'm still in prayer regarding that. On my Facebook page, I stated a couple of weeks ago that I would not say anything and no earlier than June the 7th. And I won't say anything until no earlier than June the 7th on Prince's birthday, and no later than my birthday, August 11th. August 11th probably would be the date on my birthday celebration, August 11th, that I will say and confirm if I am going to run the city council person or not. That's a part-time gig, but it's a full-time responsibility. And like I said before, I had other endeavors and goals I wanted to tackle before transitioning from a political enthusiast to a politician. But, you know, I'm praying on it, and I'm getting amazing support and amazing encouragement. You know, I have plans to go back to get into school. I need to get my esthetician license, cosmetology license. I need to finish get my bachelor's degree. I need to get divorced. You know, I'm still legally married. I had an anniversary yesterday, and definitely that would be a fantastic, fantastic birthday present. Shout out to my attorney, Jay Lucas, LucasLawFirm.com, and Big D. And he reminds me of Tom Cruise. Not Tom Cruise, Tom Hanks. And I watched You've Got Mail last night on Bravo TV. So you all don't want me to get started on Bravo TV. And shout out to Jennifer Bagley and Kathy J. Marshall also in Big D. And a lot of other friends, Black SS Granite, Tiffany Diamond in Big D, my friends here in Jackson, Kamikaze, who has an independent showcase coming up in the near future. And so a lot of events coming up in Jackson in the near future. We have the Mega Evers homecoming. And we have a lot of stuff going on. So on Tuesday, I'll talk about staycation places here in Mississippi and in the Jackson area also. But I'm just saying there are things that I have concerns regarding. I need to qualify first. I need to pick up my papers, my qualifying papers from City Hall. And I need to, you know, make sure that see if I can qualify, that I have concerns about being, you know, being legally married. I have no contact with my estranged husband, but that's something of my concern. I'm not concerned about skeletons coming out the closet and stuff like that. And let's see, that's it. And my physical exam should be good. So unless it's not good, then you know I won't be running if I get a bad report from my doctor. So those are the concerns that I have. Other than that, I've been getting great responses locally, nationally, and internationally regarding that people are praying for me and supporting that I make the right decision. I am, you know, supporting Mitt Romney. And if I do run, I've grown up in the ranks of the Republican Party, so I will be running as a Republican. Open my independent thinking Republican, and I thank my Democratic friends for being so supportive. My Democratic friends have been very supportive and encouraging, you know, because, you know, I do vote and support of my damn friends, obviously, and because it's all about, doing for the people and representing the people. It's about representing parties, but people first. We're first, you know. Regardless of what parties we are members of, I mean, you know, some of us disagree with our own parties regarding some issues, right? So, you know, because it amazes me sometimes when Republicans agree with the president and then some Democrats disagree with them. You know, it's just different strokes for different folks. That's why it's so good and fun just to be a human being, period, in this world, and it's great to be an American. You know, if you're born here, or, you know, you become an American citizen. That's just it. But I'm just going on. Until tomorrow, God willing, join me, call, chat. But I just want to thank you. If it's nighttime, morning, afternoon, it's afternoon, you know, evening, close to evening time here in the Deep South. But, again, I just want to thank you and shout out to David Harrison Levy. Congratulations to him. They've been green-lighted for a new reality show. Hollywood, don't get me wrong, it's Hollywood Top Model Search. It's Hollywood Top Model Search, and it's a model competition with judges, and David and two others are judges. And so they've been green-lighted for the reality show. And I need to ask him about the other reality show, My Life on the Red Carpet. But shout out also to Patrick Carney, fantastic artist that I've been networking with, friend of David Harrison Levy, amazing work. I've always seen his work on David's page, but he did an amazing, amazing piece of art of David, and I have it as my profile pic on Facebook, and it's just amazing. And I also have posted a work of Prince that he did that I posted for my Prince friends. So just amazing work. So shout out to Patrick Carney. And I guess I'll go ahead and play Dread Days again for you all. And thank you for tuning in. And remember, if you haven't checked in with WDSU in New Orleans, Norman Robertson and the crew, please do at WDSU. And on the tube or online for the Children's Miracle Network telethon that is going on right now. I keep feeling like I need to tell you all something else, but hopefully I something that I can tell you tomorrow. So God bless and thank you very much. Here is Dread Days again. We'll rise.